is 6'3" or 3 feet tall with no teeth. Have respect for me, try conversation please, before you try to put your hands on me. When will they ever learn there's more to me? The TNA on this PYT. Daddy please, is it my hips, my lips, my ass, my thighs, my chest, my head, my big old head? Is it my hips, my lips, my ass, my thighs, my chest, my head, my big old head?
How come you're acting like you don't know why some brothers always lose control? When you're wearing them hip-hop jeans with your thong out, baby, please let a player speak and don't you start to tweak. You got the body that can make men weak. So when you walk around and do me close like them bitty hoes, girl, you need to know that all I'm looking at is hips and lips and eyes, your thighs, your chest, your hair, girl, that big old head.
Got a little bit of En Vogue there with All You See, and that is from their Soulflower CD. And we're working on one CD deck right now, so once we get a little bit more consistency here, technological-wise, then you're going to get a really nice set here. I promise you. This is DJ Shungo, James Maverick, 622 Soul Street. You're here with me and the Triple OG, Tony Valdez.
Thank you very much.
Hey.
Pleasure.
Let me see. What was it that you liked most about your time in radio? I mean, there was some...
Well, the one thing about it was that you could be intimate with people.
Mm-hmm.
You could be in the bathroom with them. You could be in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You could be in the kitchen. You could be in the car. They'd never see you, and you'd never see them.
Mm.
But the intimacy of radio is just more so, I think, than visual.
Mm-hmm.
And I started out in television, and I ended up in radio, and I love that better even, just because of the personal touch that you can bring to radio, telling people nice things and getting nice responses from them. And so it's all about, and from the old days, was kindness, joy, love, and happiness.
KJLH, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is something that Hassan had mentioned when he called in earlier, is that, and I want to touch on what you said too, is that internet radio and satellite radio is the future of radio. And I was wondering if you see... if you agree with that, and also touching on what you said a little bit earlier, do you see radio is still having the intimacy that it had like 20, 30 years ago?
Well, in some respects, perhaps so, but in general, I would say no. There's so much reality type stuff going on, you know. And on the one hand, you know, you've got people responding to all the cacophony that goes on in radio. And it seems to me to be an era of militancy and what was the other word? Combativeness. And in my day and era, I used to think of radio as being a beautiful medium by which to bring joy, by which to bring information, by which to bring, you know, some sensual titillation. Many ways in which you could use radio in a positive sense. and television, everything is now just so confrontational and mm-hmm. so militant that and perhaps, to answer your question, mm-hmm. perhaps this kind of radio, internet radio, may be the future.
And yeah, I totally agree. And one of the things that I loved about radio is not only the intimacy, but also the building of community through radio. And I think that was evident last week with the huge showing, the massive showing that we had here in Los Angeles.
Indeed.
On the immigration reform march, protesting that.
It's astounding.
Yeah. I can't think of any other word than astounding for that.
A lot of that's due in part, though, to the Spanish Latin stations here in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
They really hyped it. And mainstream folk probably don't listen to that, but the whole Latin community is tuned in to Piolín and some of the other big-time jocks.
Piolín, El Cucuy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
these guys are the number one radio stations in Los Angeles.
And I think there's a reason for that, and I think it's because they spend their energy building their community. They know where the money's coming from, and it's not from the corporate sponsors, it's from the people who are listening.
Right.
And I think there should be some reverence and allegiance to that, something that I don't see in mainstream radio,
radio. Sadly enough, because mm-hmm. Back in the day, we once had what we called the world's greatest traffic jam.
Mm.
The jocks took over the station at KGLH,
mm-hmm.
and I guess Levi and I were behind that, sort of, or all the jocks were actually.
Mm-hmm.
And what we were going to do was create a traffic jam, which we did. We didn't realize how many mm-hmm. people were listening. We created, they were from Wilshire Boulevard all the way to Crenshaw. That's when the station used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that demonstrated the power of radio and the power of people listening, how many people were listening.
Mm-hmm.
People were driving up on the sidewalks. So it all ended beautifully.
Mm.
We all got reprimanded, of course. But
yeah, oh,
it's
well.
Kind of like a publicity stint. But we don't do that kind of thing anymore. Getting people behind a movement, behind a cause,
mm-hmm.
and using the airways in which to do that.
Yeah.
And so perhaps in the near future we will be able to, because here we have a worldwide network.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The World Wide Web is a worldwide network. It is absolutely glorious and beautiful in its power. And I think that's one of the reasons why radio is pretty much downgraded, because it is even more powerful now than it was 20 or 30 years ago. But
just not being utilized.
Perhaps. It's just exactly. It's just not being utilized. Yeah.
We're here to tell you on killradio.org, we're going to do it.
Yes. Yes. We are totally there. We're going to have some Sounds of Blackness here on the street, and I'm going to also play some more Marvin Gaye. Haven't forgotten about Marvin. He would have been 67 today. You've hit the street on www.killradio.org.
All right. Ooh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Here we go, y'all. Sing a little message out to those of y'all who feel like you're struggling.
Yeah, it's a simple song. Yeah.
La da 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 da.
Oh yeah. Yesterday, a man stared up to me and said, "How can you smile when your world is crumbling down?" I said, "In my secret, when I wanna cry, I take a look around. I see how I'm getting by. Hold on. Change is coming.
Change is coming.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Don't you worry.
Don't worry about a thing.
Hold on.
Hold on.
You can make it.
You can make it.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Everything
will be alright.
Some people like to worry. Some people like to hide. Some people like to run away from the pain inside. Whatever you wanna do, but if it don't work out, here's what you oughta do. Now just hold on.
Hold on.
Change is coming.
Change is coming.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Don't worry.
Don't worry about a thing.
Hold on.
Hold on.
You can make it.
You can make it.
Now hold on.
Hold on.
Everything.
Everything will be alright.
Troubles of life weigh
is hard to find. Don't give up, just be strong. Keep the faith and hold on.
Set you down, things get bounced around. Here's a little lullaby we like to sing, and it goes a little like this. Come on, listen.
La 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 la.
Come on, y'all.
La 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 la.
Let me try. No, I'm waiting. dry on the windowpane. Heart to heart, you touched my soul, and now my feelings must be revealed. Our love, we must unfold. Like all the ladies love to, my dear, Mr.
Send one out especially to Lynn. Thank you for the call. We appreciate your interest, and here's something especially for you.
You know, when you're in love and your lover leaves you and you got nobody, a lonely house, come over here. Distant love, love. Ooh. So
sugar.
What's going on? Tell me what's going on.
You've hit the street on www.killradio.org. DJ Shungo, James Maverick, here with TV, the triple OG, Tony Valdez. Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm okay. I'm good. Let's run through the list real quick here.
Okay.
We had Edwin Starr with War. Wasn't what I intended, but, well, is war ever intentional? Well, yeah, I guess so.
The Gap. Ask Bush about that.
What's that?
Ask Bush about
that.
Yeah,
really. I had a couple from Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that in just a second. Before that, we also had Distant Lover. And Tony, who's that going out to?
Lynn. Lovely
right.
Lynn.
Lovely Lynn.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Alliteratively speaking.
What's that?
Alliteratively speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky, lovely Lynn looking at us through her ears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that was preceded by Tina Marie with My Dear Mr. Gay. And we also had Sounds of Blackness starting off the last set with Hold On, Change is Coming. And change is totally coming with the advent of satellite radio and, I guess, internet radio here.
So well, there's a it's a wide field. We're talking about the World Wide Network. That's incredible to think that we can reach somebody in Bangladesh if you, if they're listening, if they tune in.
Yeah. Also, I've got one of my listeners, Azura. She's in Naples, Italy.
Okay.
Also got another listener, Selena. And Selena's in London, England. So, yeah, you've got a whole ton of listeners that are all over the place. For instance, in Palo Alto, California, I got one of my MySpace fam, Michelle, who listens to the show, well as Eve in San Francisco.
And I see we can punch up some of the pictures on MySpace.
Yeah.
And we can perceive of their confidence.
Well, they can check out my profile just like I'm checking out theirs. As a matter of fact, you can check out my profile by going to www.myspace.com/DJ Shango. That's DJXANGO.
You drop the bomb on me. You drop the bomb on me.
We're going to drop a couple more bombs on you. Yeah, we're going to give you something to bounce to, something to go out with before we close out on the day. Just wanted to give you a little bit of background on this. Berry Gordy wanted Marvin Gaye to be just a crooner, a soul singer. He wanted panties coming off whenever Marvin Gaye sang. So when Marvin wanted to do What's Going On, he was just totally vetoed by Berry. And then there was a standoff that ensued. Marvin would not record anything else unless...
got to get his message across.
Exactly. So a contingent of Motown executives got together with Marvin and said, hey, got together with Marvin, went to Berry and said, hey, look, we can't have this because he's not going to do anything and it's a really good song. And Berry Gordy finally relented. And again, it turned out to be that What's Going On is one of Marvin Gaye's signature songs. It's one of the songs that he is most famous for.
It's become a classic.
And even so, Berry Gordy still, unfortunately, had the last word on that because What's Going On was never submitted for Grammy consideration, which is such a loss. It's such a loss. This was easily Song of the Year. It was easily Record of the Year, if only it were submitted for consideration.
Well, so you can't win them all, and your decisions that we make in life are not always the right ones.
Exactly.
And this is truly a regrettable one because Marvin was so far ahead of his time, I think, in terms of his lyrics and his presentation and the message that he had. It was just fantastic, is what I can say about that. Excuse me a little bit. Remember, I was sick yesterday. I'm a little hoarse today.
Oh, okay.
But I'm taking hay for it.
Oh, okay. Well,
you got it.
You're taking hay for that.
I'm a little hoarse. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay.
Excuse me.
I don't have the opportunity to share the show as so much. So every now and again, it's like boing. Oh God!
It takes a while sometimes.
Okay. See, that's how far you put me out. We had sirens coming by. People are going to pick me up, defibrillate me. So. Oh gosh. Okay. You know what? Let's I'm going to put this one out to Joy in Bradbury. And this is a little bit of Marvin Gaye, and this is going to be our last set here. Okay. So, let's get this one started. Here on
killradio.org
and
DJ Zongo.
And Tony Valdez, and you have hit the street.
Thank you.
You've hit the street with the last one there by Marvin Gaye, and that is I Want You. That's going out to Joy in Bradbury. Got a couple more that we're going to play here before we leave. I was in the mood for a little bit of Stevie Wonder, and I'm also going to play a little bit of Well Santana with Chris Brown also in this next little piece right here. So there we go. Tony, is there anything that you
want? Yeah, well, before we get out of Dodge, totally, yeah. I'd just like to say it's been a pleasure being with you. This is the place to be on a Sunday from 10 till 12 with DJ Zongo. Mm-hmm. And it's fantastic. It's just uplifting as far as I'm concerned. And, well, I'm going to be here with you whenever I can. And I'm certainly going to invite you to my Triple OG show.
Oh, definitely. I want to be there. I really want to be there. Okay. So it is like the first Sunday in April.
Uh-huh.
We're going to make it a little bit hotter than July here with some Stevie.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to play a couple more hits here for you. And I just wanted to say thank you for being here. Thanks for being you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hitting the street with Tony and me. Yeah. Anything else?
Well, great is the power of might and mind, but only love can make us kind. And all we are or hope to be is empty pride and vanity. For you see, if love is not a part of all, the greatest man is very small. A pleasure to be here with you in your mind, your body, and your soul.
Oh, man. Thank you, Tony. We're going to be jamming on out of here, and I just wanted to just say, hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. DJ Shango, James Maverick, 622 Soul Street, www.killradio.org, www.myspace.com, and odeo.com, podcast.net, radioforall.net. And until next Sunday, please let us all be good to each other and let us stay united. And remember, you cannot spell unity without you and I. James Maverick, Tony Valdez.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being with you.
It was a pleasure having you, man.
Thank you so much.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Okay, and peace. Harambe. See you next Sunday.
I do big boy things, I make big boy noise, cause I know what girls want, I know what they like, they wanna stay up and party all night. So bring a friend.
Let me talk to you, tell you how it is. I was thinking when I saw that body, gotta get shorty, tell her what the young boy gon' do. Damn them chicks with you, gotta be a king. They pretty thick with a kick that's sick. To be hit, so tell me what y'all gon' do.
I got friends and you got friends. They hop out and you hop in. I don't fly and they jock in. The way you drop, drop makes me wild. I got friends and you got friends. They hop out and you hop in. I look fly and they jock in. The way you drop, drop makes me wanna pop. Is your man on the floor? If he ain't, let me know. Let me see if you can run it, run it. Girl, I need a
saying I can't be 16. Once I get in, you won't let go. I have the girls wishing they were you. I know you heard about me, but guess what's going down in Philly?
I got friends and you got friends. They hop out and you hop in. I look fly and they jock in. The way you drop, drop makes me wild. I got friends and you got friends. They hop out and you hop in. I look fly and they jock in.
Honey, make it pop, honey. Whip, whop, tick tock to the clock for me. Don't stop doing that. And shorty know I mean what I say, so she won't stop doing that. Plus I heard if you could dance, you could bump. Well, dance time is up. Let's go, let's go. We could get it in. We could get some friends. Do it like the yin yang twins. Start whispering. Let me fall back. You ain't ready for all that. Have you sleep late, real late? Yeah, taking them long naps. You tell your friends to get with my friends. We could be friends, switch and meet friends.
Switch.
We could do it all night long and to the clock hit morning. You dig?
Is your man on the floor? If he ain't.